Okay, well, while you guys are all coming up, we have a special visitor today behind this curtain. Can everyone say good morning to Bob?
Hi, everybody. Hi, everyone. My name's Bob.
He's up nice and high so he can see all of you. And there are a lot of you today. This is awesome.
Wow, are there ever a lot of you? Look at how many there are.
Okay, well, I don't know if I know lots of you know my name, but not everybody knows my name because I see some new faces. So my name is Ella.
Good morning, everybody.
This is
My
Bob.
name is Bob, and I am going to tell you a story today.
Wait a minute, Bob. What did you just say?
I said, my name is Bob, and I am going to tell you a story today.
What about me, Bob? Am I not getting to share the story with you today?
Yes, that's what I said.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Moving on. I was going to tell you, my name is Bob, and I am going to share a story with you today. Are you boys and girls ready to hear an awesome story today? I am going to be talking to you about a guy named Daniel.
No, we're not, Bob.
Oh, well, we're going to talk about a guy named Moses.
No, Bob, we talked about this, remember?
All right. We're going to talk about a guy named Abraham. No, Adam, David, Noah, Elijah, Jonah, Joshua, Samson, Samuel, Nehemiah?
No, Bob. The guy we're talking about today is named Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, that's right. That's what I said. I'm going to be talking to you this morning. And this thing that I'm going to be telling you about is really, really, really important. It's so important that I'm about to share it with you any second now. I'm going to tell you what it is.
You don't remember, do you?
I do too. It's about that thing or some kind of teaching or when he raised the dead or when I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe we should do this together, I guess, if you could help me.
Okay, Bob, I'll help you. And just like I can help you, Jesus has told us that he can help us. Jesus
Really?
tells us that we are to help each other by praying for them. Did you
Oh.
know that Jesus can even heal people today if we pray for them?
Wait, Jesus can do what? Isn't that just a story from a really old book? I thought it was just kind of some, fun story, but all that stuff doesn't actually happen today, you know? I didn't think Jesus could actually heal people today.
Well, it's actually not just a story from a really old book, which, by the way, is called the Bible. It actually can happen today. In the Bible, have you guys ever seen a Bible before? This is Pastor John's Bible that I'm borrowing today. And in this Bible, there's a story about two guys named Peter and John. And they were going to pray with Jesus at a church. They were going to pray and meet with Jesus at the church, sorry. And guess what happened?
I don't know what happened.
They saw a miracle happen right in front of them.
No way, a miracle.
It's true. They were just about to go into the church, and there on the ground in front of the church, they saw a sick man asking for money. And this man wasn't sick like he had a cold or a flu and he was all sniffly. He was sick in the way that his legs didn't work, and he had never, ever, since he was a baby, been able to walk.
He never walked?
He never had walked before.
No way.
Now, what do you guys think we would do if we saw somebody laying on the ground like that? You think we would help him? Well, I would hope we would help him, but sometimes we might just walk by. But these guys, Peter and John, they didn't just walk by. They knew that Jesus could do amazing things if they prayed and asked him. So they decided to pray and ask God for an amazing miracle.
Well, what did they do?
Well, let's read the story in the Bible. Okay, so this story comes from the Bible is a big book made up
Yeah.
of a bunch of little books, and this story comes from the book of Acts.
Axe.
And it's from chapter 3, verses 6 and 8. And it goes like this. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, But what I do have, I give to you. So he said to the man, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. And he took him by the right hand, helped him up, and instantly, who can snap their fingers? I actually can't snap my fingers.
I can't snap my
instantly,
fingers.
Instantly. Oh, I did snap. Sweet. He got up, and his ankles and his feet became strong, and he was able to walk. He jumped and walked, and he went into the temple. Oh, wow, that's right. With Peter and John, and he was walking and jumping and praising God.
Wow, that's so amazing. Did Jesus really do that? Did he really heal that guy?
He did. A guy who had never been able to walk started to walk when they prayed for him. And as I said before, these kind of miracles can even happen today.
No way.
It's true. You see, the guy laying in front of the temple actually just wanted some money in front of the church. He just wanted some money to help him to buy food and things. Uh-huh. But Jesus showed up and gave him something way better than money. He answered the prayer of Peter and John, and he helped them, like you and me, he helped them heal the man so that he could walk.
Wow.
All they had to do was trust in God and pray.
That sounds very, very hard.
Well,
too hard.
Actually, Bob, it's not that hard. It's having faith in Jesus. All you have to do is believe. Now, I know it might sound hard to believe in something that you haven't seen. Put your hand up if it's hard to believe in something you've never seen. Is that hard? Well, God wants to help you believe. And if you ask him, he will give you the ability to believe through faith.
Well, maybe it's only for adults. I mean, I'm just a kid, so how could I do any of that? I mean, I can't even drive a car yet. I can't even go to the store on my own. This must just be for adults.
Well, Bob, that's actually the best part, is that Jesus doesn't care how young you are, or if you've just met him and are new to knowing him. He wants to use kids, that's you and all of you guys, he wants to use you to do some of the things that even the adults have trouble doing. And Bob, I noticed that none of these kids put their hands up when I asked if it was hard to believe in something that they hadn't seen. So, Jesus wants to use kids to do these things too.
Hold on just one second. Are you saying, because I'm a kid, just like you, that I may have an easier time to have faith for all these crazy things that might happen in that really old book? I can have faith for that easier than adults? How does that work?
It's true, Bob, because sometimes adults let their heads and their brains get in the way of things that God wants to do.
Oh.
They get nervous of Jesus, and they, not because they don't love him, but because they have a hard time believing in things that they think are impossible. But Jesus says to trust and believe.
Oh, I got it. Trust and believe.
Now, Bob, do you remember that when we started this story, you thought you could do it all on your own? You even forgot to let me help you?
I might have. I don't remember. Okay, it was me. I did it. I'm sorry.
You're forgiven, Bob. But you see, just like when you forgot to include me, mm-hmm. we often forget to include Jesus in the things that we're doing.
No way.
Yeah, it's true. You and I need to remember to include Jesus in all the things we do, in the plans that we make, in the things that we really love, in our whole lives. And sometimes we forget to ask and we try it on our own. And just like when you tried on your own, Bob, it didn't go very well. That's how it happens if we try to do things without Jesus lots of the time.
Oh, I get it now.
But when we do it together, we're much more able to do it. So if we ask Jesus Christ to help us, we can do things like Peter and John, and we can heal somebody of a sickness or a hurt body.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. But how do I do it?
Well, I'll tell you, or maybe some of these guys know. Do you know what you're supposed to do?
Tell us.
What if they're really big, though? What if they're really tall?
Yeah, what happens? What happens then?
How do we do this? Does anybody else know?
Yeah.
We pray to God.
Pray to God.
What does that look like? Do you know, Bob?
I'm trying to remember. Didn't we just read this?
We did just read it. I'm going to tell you, it's really simple. It's like, six words. Can you guys say them after me? I'll say them first. All you have to say is, be healed in Jesus' name.
Well, that sounds easy.
Can you guys say that? Be healed
in Jesus' name.
It's really that simple.
That's no way. Absolutely not. It cannot be that simple. It must be harder than that. I don't have to sing. I don't have to dance. I don't have to do something special with my hands.
No.
It must be harder than that.
Nope. We just read it in the Bible, and I'm going to find it again. All Peter said to the man was, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk.
Wow. It's that easy. No way. That is so exciting.
It's really that easy, and it's that exciting. And the reason it's that easy is because Jesus loves us, and he loves everyone around us. Sometimes, though, when we pray, we might not see something happen right away.
Right.
And we can pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray, but we don't see anything happen with our eyes. So, and that's often why adults get discouraged when they are praying for people.
Oh.
But I will tell you, just like when Jesus entered your heart, you became different on the inside. When we pray for Jesus Christ to come and join us, he does just that. So just because we can't see something happen on the outside does not mean Jesus is not there working.
Wow. So when I pray, I shouldn't be sad if nothing happens in that moment. Or maybe that I don't see something happen. I just have to know and trust that Jesus is working regardless?
That's exactly right. Because sometimes, Bob, the even more amazing miracle than watching someone get up and walk is what happens inside their heart.
Wow.
It's so special when someone comes to know Jesus. But, Bob, I smell something cooking, so I think that's all we have time for today.
Oh, I don't want to be done. I was just starting to enjoy working with you, and not by myself.
Well, let's look over what we learned, and let's see if the kids were listening to you, Bob. Okay, what did we learn?
I can remember that Jesus wants to work with us, and then we don't have to do anything on our own, and we have God to help us. And
do you remember what we need to say, Bob?
Oh yeah, that's right. Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Can you guys say that once more? Healed in the name of Jesus.
Oh, and I also learned that we shouldn't be too discouraged if we don't see anything happen right away.
Because why not? Why shouldn't we discourage? If we don't see someone be healed right away, what should we be remembering?
Oh, that God and Jesus are working no matter what.
Yeah.
Can you guys remember that? That God and Jesus are working no matter what.
Yeah.
No way.
He's helping me tell the story. He's a very, very smart puppet, though. Okay, well, Bob, I think you remembered that really well. So, I think we can say goodbye to everybody.
Okay. Whoa.
Yes, Bob?
Can I pray before we go?
Oh, that's a good idea. We should probably pray.
Okay.
Can you guys close your eyes and bow your heads?
Everybody, close your eyes. We're going to pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you are not some guy in a really old book, but you are alive today. And I thank you that we can pray and ask you to do things that are impossible. I thank you that we can know you and meet with you. And I thank you, Jesus, that I don't have to worry about what happens when I pray. Because I know you are always there. Thank you that you love us. Amen.
Amen.
Well, bye, everybody.
Now, Bob, should these guys go back to their seats?
I think so.
So, you know what? We have outside. There is a lot of yummy food and a bouncy castle and a face painter. But I think first, are we singing some more songs?
We're going to sing one more song.
So if you guys want to go back and find your seats, then we'll go and eat afterwards.
Bye, everybody.
Say bye to Bob.
Bye.
We'll do the last song because of you. I just got to find my music. I have a cute story about Amanda. When she worked at the daycare, we went to an event one time, and all the young girls at the daycare had made desserts. And when Shelley and I greet Amanda, we greet her as cookie pudding. Because she made this dessert, and it didn't look like much. It was a bowl of liquid, and I'm not sure what it was supposed to do, but anyway, It just, you know, it's kind of one you avoided. So Henry Rempel and I are standing over top of this dessert, and I says to Henry, well, she's not bad looking. It's got to taste good, right? I mean, what could she do to make it bad, right? So anyway, finally we had a bowl of this, and it was so good. Pretty soon all the guys are over top of this bowl, and we're all eating this till it was gone. So cookie pudding did well that day. And she's a honey ever since. All right, because of you, let's stand. Here we go.
There's a place where the streets shine with the glory of a man. There's a way we can go there. We can live there beyond time because of you. Because of your love, we're spirit. No more pain, no more sadness, no more suffering, no more tears, no more sin, no more sickness, no injustice, no more death. Because of you, because of you, because of your love. Because of your love, all our sins are washed away, and we can live forever. Now we have this hope because of you. Oh, we'll see you face to face. We will dance together in the city of our God. Because of you, verse 3, there is joy everlasting, there is gladness, there is peace, there is wine ever flowing, there is a wedding, there is a feast, because of you, because of you, because of your love. because of your love. Oh, our sins are washed away, and we can live forever. Now we have this hope because of you. Oh, we'll see you face to face. We will dance together in the city of our God because of you. Last line.
And I want to welcome Nathan back to the piano after a long hiatus. Good to have you back, Nathan.
Well, this is a very special Sunday, and we're glad to have each of you here. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to go outside to the far side and have a picnic together. There's hot dogs and hamburgers and all sorts of stuff there, and you're all welcome to join us. We just love to have you, especially if you're a visitor. And all the old-timers, too. So we just want to have a word of prayer, blessing over the meal. Now, for the children, if you didn't already put sunscreen on them, we have some for you. Make sure you get the kids so they don't burn. Heavenly Father, thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your blessing on our lives. We ask your blessing on this food and our fellowship here together. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.